he's making these in Beijing. This is, I mean, you want to talk about the worst PR for the Chinese government that it could ever be, and yet he's based in Beijing, and these things are being shipped out, and he's not been beaten again. He's been given a lot of grief, certainly, but why don't they just kick him out of the country? How does this...
actually out of the country at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, so he had a...
But how does he get away with this?
Well, that's... it's kind of an interesting mystery, right? I've been thinking about it from the standpoint of all publicity, good and bad, is good publicity. And has he simply arrived at a name recognition which is so high that...
Can't touch this.
That you can't touch it.
Right.
I mean, he's certainly not the only artist or intellectual in China that's been, you know, put in prison, disappeared, put under house arrest.
He has been disappeared.
Yeah.
How long was that period?
For 81 days.
81 days.
Yeah, nobody knew where he was. Yeah. I mean, they had
were close to him.
And that was a subject of a major installation there at the Royal Academy show. Here just a few months ago.
Right. And he also has shut one show down in protest. And was that in Denmark?
Yep. And that leads actually to, I think, a really interesting recent development. Did you see the photograph of him posing as the Syrian child of Alan Kurdi?
Alan Kurdi on the beach, face down. Yeah. Right.
And, you know, that really, I mean, the world really got animated about that photograph. And it's very interesting to watch all the different reactions. You know, people who, you know, very, very uncomfortable. You know, one of our major blogs actually came out and said that the photograph shouldn't exist. I mean, how ironic to have one of the major art blogs actually talking about censorship, you know, insisting that an image like that should be censored. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying really hard to figure out what and how that photograph sits, you know, how I sit with that photograph. And I've come to actually appreciate it more and more and more, I think, as time has gone along. And I think that the thing that I appreciate about it is that I think every single day we open up the news, we open up our Twitter feeds or Facebooks or whatever, however we're getting our news source. And there's just so much we have to be beholden to every single day. And that photograph showed up and I felt really sad for maybe a few seconds. I mean...
Till the next cat video.
Yeah, until the next whatever it was, you know. And while I thought, yes, it was a very powerful photograph, I also didn't remain with it. And I think that almost nobody remained with it, which is terribly sad. And here's someone who did remain with it. And he went on and he decided that he wasn't going to let people forget about that photograph and was not going to let people forget about this situation, which is unfolding, because it's almost like... It's like there's just so many problems that are out there that nobody wants to address this. You know, our politicians are trying to stay clear of it. You know, our various populations are trying to stay clear of it. People are calling for walls. They're calling for, you know, throwing refugees out of their country. They're, you know, it's just all the different ways in which we can be incompassionate. It's like we're practicing non-compassion now and generating a whole system by which somehow not being compassionate is okay. So to that end, I think that this photograph of him posing there was fundamentally an act of empathy, and that he is really interested in trying to create pieces which are about empathy, or maybe not about empathy, but are creating moments where we are forced to enter into empathy. Because I think that most people don't know how to practice it. And I think that when they end up empathizing with especially a dead child, the uncomfortableness of that is so great that they want to run away. You know,
it'll break you out of your Prozac haze for a minute.
For a minute, yeah. And I hope it's for 2 minutes after you see this show.
Right. Yeah.